You know what it's like, don't you? Your first day, starting a new job or moving into a new place, driving a new car, maybe trying a new type of food, or even beginning a new relationship. It can feel overwhelming, but we keep moving forward into new lands, opening new doors, and doing new things. We do that because by nature, we are curious explorers, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. So are you curious? Do you enjoy exploring new things? Well, the theme of this meditation from Deuteronomy chapter 30 is about exploration, entering a new land, and how to face it with divine peace and the courage of God. So to begin your meditation, settle into this time of exploration, a divine retreat to prepare for discovering something new, a new day, a new place, and a new moment. As your breathing begins to relax and your eyes close without effort, center on entering anew, being guided by the presence of God, Spirit, and Son going out before you. Continue in this time of reflection by responding to this passage from John chapter 14. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, bless me as I go. May God bless the reading of His Word. The person who has God's commandments and keeps them is the one who really loves Christ. So Lord God, bless me as I go. And whoever really loves Christ will be loved by his Father. So Lord God, bless me as I go. And then Christ will love you and reveal himself to you. God will bless you and become real to you. So Lord God, bless me as I go. Continue to be faithful for a moment longer, devoted to this time of prayer and contemplative meditation as you enter into this time, a new time, in a new place. Do you ever find yourself feeling anxious and worried to step into a new opportunity? Well, take a moment to note any anxiety as you ponder the first step into something new. Be honest with your answer. He already knows. Take a moment now to note any feelings of joyful anticipation, like the first day on a new vacation, or as you slide into a new car. Note how those feelings stir within you now. Scan your body and your mind once more as you note having someone now with you to guide you, someone who knows how to steer you through and around any concerns you have, someone to guide you into this new land, someone who knows the land. Take several moments simply resting in this time set aside to enjoy the presence and the guidance of God. Thank you. Continue on, but now begin to center too on your breathing as he guides you. Take several deep, complete belly breaths. Each breath full and deep and slow. One right after the other from your belly. Become mindful of each breath, the inhale and the exhale. To center on them. Each breath new. Note how each breath is different. Each is fresh. Center on each new, peaceful breath that you take. You may still notice anxious or worried feelings drift by, and that's fine. There's no condemnation here. In fact, I give your mind permission to drift. But note the drifting and let it be a gentle reminder to center back on taking deep, slow, new breaths. Just center on your breathing as you whisper, Lord God, bless me as I go. Good. Now continue as you center on listening for God through His Word in this, the first of three scripture readings. The book of Deuteronomy is a collection of sermons from Moses written to a new generation of Israelites just about to enter the new promised land. They were about to enter a new land with many dangers and temptations. Moses wrote this to remind them of God's law and God's power as they go. But here, imagine this passage as a personal note to you from Moses through the Holy Spirit as you enter a new experience. Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 16 from the New American Standard Bible. So then, my beloved friend, in the love of God, I plead and command you today to love the Lord your God. I know you are afraid, but walk in His ways. I know you are fearful, but keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that the Lord your God may bless you in the land you are entering. Where do your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more from Scripture, and listen to what you become aware of this time. I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that the Lord your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it. What did you notice this time? Well, for the next minute, contemplate on the word or the idea, maybe even an image, where your mind came to rest. Thank you. Now allow this second expanded divine reading from the Common English Bible to be a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, look here. You set before me the truth of life and what's good versus death and what's wrong. I know that if I obey your commandments, Lord, then I will prosper in this new place. If I love you, if I walk in your ways and keep your commandments, your regulations, and your case law, then I will live and thrive, and you will bless me in the land I am entering. I cannot do this alone, but only by your power, grace, and strength. I pray and plead this now in your glorious name. Amen. Rest here being faithful to God and His guidance for a moment. Be faithful with your time before God. And for this next minute, be thankful for the power, the grace, and the strength of God to walk you into a new land. Now faithfully listen to this wider passage from the Amplified Version. Listen closely. I have set before you today life and prosperity, good, and death and adversity, evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk, that is to live each and every day, in His ways, and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments and precepts, so that you will live and multiply, and that the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away, and you will not hear and obey, but are drawn away, and worship other gods and serve them, I will declare to you today that you will certainly perish. You will not live long in the land which you crossed the Jordan to enter and possess. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What did you encounter in this reading? Were you overwhelmed knowing you must follow all of God's commandments, all of His regulations, all of His laws, in order to prosper in this new land before you? Well, reflect honestly on how that really makes you feel for a moment. Does it make you feel a little overwhelmed? Well, while resting in imaginative contemplation, consider this passage from the book of Numbers, chapter 27. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go up to this mountain of Nebo in the Abarim range and look at the new land I have given to your descendants and the sons of Israel." I want you to imagine sitting for a moment with Moses high on this mountain. As you both look out east towards the new, early rising sun, looking out towards a new land, what do you see on Moses' face? He can't go there, but you can. Moses was unfaithful in following God's commands, but all of God's commands, all of His regulations and laws for you to follow, have each been completed by Christ on your behalf already. So God sees you now as pure, holy, and righteous. Your faith in Christ ensures that you have all you need to enter this new land, this new place, this new time. So encounter the peace of feeling God's hand now holding yours, the peace of knowing you are ready to explore all that lies ahead of you. If fear begins to cloud your mind, return once again to your breathing and whisper the centering prayer, Lord God, bless me as I go. Take this next minute to step into a new land, guided by the blessings of God. Stay here for a while longer, being guided by God, breathing, exploring, and trusting. Silently whisper your centering prayer, Lord God, bless me as I go. As you rest in closing, be mindful of moments you begin to feel God's hand take yours, of moments you feel the Holy Spirit guiding each step you take. Be mindful, too, of others you encounter on your path that may be lost or wandering. How can you help another encounter the guidance of God? How might God use you to help someone enter a new land? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at the first new light of morning sun or the new shadows of evening, watch with great anticipation for the new lands to appear, for new opportunities to rise, and for your life to be guided by the Holy Spirit, for it will be then and there you will encounter the blessings of God. Now with your eyes closed, let me pray this closing benediction and blessing over you to love the Lord your God, walk in His ways, keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that the Lord your God may bless you in the land you are entering. May you know the peace of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the blessings of God now and forever. Amen.